So out of curiosity, I thought I would search up the word Dungenetics in the dictionary. And sure enough, it isn't there, which is so odd to me, because Dungenetics means the fine crafting of art, skill, and storytelling in a dramatic reading brought to you on a somewhat monthly basis, because life just moves at a certain speed. You know what else is in the dictionary? Hamburgers. I've looked. I can't find one hamburger ever. Sorry. This is Dungenetics.
Maybe he meant hamburger.
In this particular episode, well, we ruined Hayden. Previously, we secured the White Tower. The wizards were settled. The council was sorted out. And we seemed to think we had a good grasp what the future would hold. But due to some infighting and a few mistakes, we created a civil war inside and outside. So follow us now as our rogue simply rips apart our party and destroys Haven, making it the most inhabitable of lands.
Okay, then
some sort of pan.
Yeah. We move to outside in the fog where the revolution's happening.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's why he's on the run towards you. Got in the fog.
I'm at Eiffarg.
Something bad's gonna happen out in
Eiffarg. Something great's gonna happen.
It's a bad movie, so it's not gonna be much better than this.
Who are the guardsmen's loyal to?
The guy that we saved this kid.
We just saved
this kid. Well, I grabbed this kid.
Well, the men at arms are with the kid the guy you just saved his kid. The guardsmen were with the chancellor and the other guy that was in this room.
Who's trying to take over?
Everyone?
The guardsmen?
All right. Pretty much!
It's like a giant military
coup. But if I grab the kid
right
and meet you up
we
there,
went till the Civil War
we got the kid, so they can say, oh, you saved the kid.
Yeah, but I'm not happy with not killing all of you.
But at this moment, maybe...
Killing us or surviving?
Yeah, surviving would be your...
So you're trying to kill us now?
Since you decided
to destroy everything.
Since it was yours, one.
How did I decide this? What?
Since you're the one that was like, you know what, we should just kill everybody. We were like, okay.
Yeah.
I don't recall.
We'll do it that
way.
I
recall being the opposite.
See, this is the conversation for later. Yeah, it really is. Otherwise, just everybody's good.
Oh man, that was a very fun conversation.
Yeah, that was.
So I'm just gonna.
I said fuck it and kill everybody. So
your new ability that you gained the level 11 is Whirlwind Attack. Mm. You have two attacks, three attacks with your secondary weapon.
Yep.
But you can use Whirlwind to use your main sword and attack everyone around you.
Pretty simple.
So I'm gonna run out there
careful.
And
don't get wet.
I'm gonna use
this
beacon.
Triple gizmo.
This is triple.
I'm gonna use beacon to light up my sword.
Okay.
And I'm just gonna run to the fray and just start screaming guardsmen to me and just start hacking away at the overwhelming numbers. Because
who are you gonna attack? Which side, the men at arms or the guardsmen?
The men at arms. Whoever outnumbers the guardsmen.
Well, the men at arms are the highest number, but they're the ones supporting the guy that's kid was kidnapped.
Okay. We want the
guy like more like me.
Kid. Yeah, I got the kid.
All right, so the opposing faction.
Yep.
So you're just gonna wade in and start killing guardsmen?
Yeah.
All right. Are you gonna like run in there with your lit blade and just start doing whirlwind attacks?
Yeah, sure.
All right, roll 4 d20s.
1, 2, 3.
Whoa,
that's 14. A 14.
14, 9, 13, 14. 14. You go in and you killed 3 guardsmen.
Hooray!
They were almost close to like a surrender situation. However, now that they can't see anything and they hear violence, you hear violence break out in the entire courtyard. The guardsmen were just about like almost ready to surrender to the men at arms because they were outnumbered and outweaponed. He fogged the entire thing so no one could really see what was going on. He charged into the guardsmen, killed three of the guardsmen, and screamed, "Men at arms to me!" And the entire courtyard is now breaking out in violence between the two factions.
Fuck all y'all.
This guy.
He's dropping a huge bomb on Adrian.
I'm not having a good day. I'm taking it out on everyone.
This is not good.
Someone peed in his cereal. That's what happened.
Someone pissed in his cereal.
Somebody took a shit in my marine burrito.
Something just happened. After that, the Holy Warriors go.
As a bonus action or no? It's a lot of rolling, gents.
Yep.
There's five of them. So.
You see me roll and.
My, oh, you roll oh. Rolling when I'm white and nerdy.
I'm excited for the puppy roll, aren't you?
No.
Katie puppies?
You guys yeah, that's right.
Puppy bowl. Yeah.
Widell's playing around here soon. Get two good
dude, I want to play in a Foxwoods.
Yeah, I know.
Okay, you take 21 points of damage, wait, Mr. Miles.
Yeah, I think it's a plus one.
What? Yep. No way, really?
Yeah.
Way.
And Chester, Albert, you take 31 points of damage.
Whoa, for
yeah, well,
what?
I'm done with two, so.
The two warriors you're fighting. The werewolf is currently unconscious on the ground.
Inside you? Let's wait for a break. I feel one coming soon.
All right. So I have a kid.
Yep. Tap himself.
I want to take him.
I love my peanuts.
Out. Yeah, let's go up. I want to hide the kid out of harm's way.
Let's get this along.
All right, you, dimension door up. You're now on the second story in a bedroom.
Ooh, that's creepy.
You should cast
one of the consoles.
Detect thoughts on the child.
Detect thoughts? Listen, I'm a mage, not a priest. I don't want to have any thoughts.
Bedroom. This just got creepy and weird.
Yep. Like I said, I'm not a priest.
Just turned into a Dateline episode.
I know. I'm gonna hide him underneath the bed. And
yeah,
gonna,
you are.
I'm gonna hide him under
you
the bed.
You can't put it in the closet. There's
one.
Too many skeletons in there already.
I'm gonna shoot my web over the bed to encapsulate him under the bed.
Terrible idea about
why?
The web. The web part, you don't need. You do not need to expunge fluids from your body in this case. I think that's a.
Just tell the kid that.
Just no webcasting on this child, okay?
No webcasting. No. We gotta have webcasting. It needs to be live.
All right, literally, that's the end of your
shoot
turn.
Webs all over the kid.
We're going back to Albert's turn.
Oh my god!
Wow.
So basically, he teleported to the other side of the room.
You guys are sick fucks.
He grabbed the child, yeah. And all of a sudden, he just disappeared out of the room.
So, what your attention?
So now there's only three of you in the room. Now, the three of you. He's outside. Sounds like there's a whole battle going
on.
I'm
starting a war.
And he just grabbed the child and disappeared. Kinsley is like, charge! And you see his dozen men go in to join you against the soldiers.
I got the kid. I mean, we got leverage.
Right, I know. Damage or attack?
All my fun things.
2d8. Right,
let's hype up Shaw.
Four.
Shaw.
Three.
Seven. Jolly good, sir.
All right. You slam your sword against the ground. One of the holy warriors slides away from you onto the ground. The other one kind of holds herself and is still standing in front of you.
So there's still the ones by me, right?
Yeah, there's one on the ground next to you that's getting up this turn.
Yeah.
There's you on the ground, like fur and blood all over the place, as two of them are like hacking your body.
Yeah.
I got you, don't worry.
You're at -8, by the way.
Doesn't he
whatever
have regeneration?
Animal
though?
He's turning into.
Not anymore. Oh. Werewolves aren't as broken as they were when he first became a werewolf.
Ooh. Yeah, he's since gotten more fixed since then. I don't know what that means.
They fixed him. He can't reproduce.
he has a cone around his neck.
Yeah, he can't.
So he can't get at him.
I'm in spade and neuter for my protection.
All right, make a roll, d20.
Four, I'm dead.
All right, you have one failure on your death saving throw. You get three failures, you die.
Oh,
you get three successes, you stabilize. Kelson, Right. Instigator extraordinaire.
Starter of shit.
So, is it official you were no longer with our group?
He went rogue.
No, I wouldn't say no longer with. I mean, because we started some shit that I need to finish. But...
Right now, you're just all about
this battle. I'm not having a good day, and I don't really care.
Oh, come on.
So the only people in the council room now?
Lord Albert Shaw, you appear to be stroking your beard.
Indeed.
May I ask if we're doing the right thing?
Did I want to cast something? I felt like I wanted to cast something.
I have no idea, but I'm pretty sure that however this ends, at the end of the day, we're going to have a lot of regrets.
Well, maybe you.
I mean, I thought we wanted to take the city for you. Do we even want this thing anymore?
No, I wanted to open a peaceful relationship with this city and possibly end the zombie apocalypse.
Well, we did the second thing, you know.
Let's try out the elf shadow.
Okay.
See where that goes.
And what do you basically, the shadow you talk to. You basically bring your sword up and you see your shadow breaks off from your body, and what are you commanded to do?
Whoop ass.
And it runs up to a guardsman, and it kind of phases through its chest and stops its heart, and one of the guardsmen drops to the ground.
Fantastic.
And then we move to Chester.
Oh, shit. Heal my wolf friend. I would also... God, man, there's no way I could, like, heal and do something else.
Depends on what spell you're using.
Can I meld into the stone and appear at the first floor, considering it's one big structure?
You are on the first floor.
The second floor
is all the their personal chambers.
Wait, you're above?
Yeah, I'm in the bedroom. I hid the kid.
Oh, I thought you were outside of me.
No, I went up.
Okay. Is there any way I would know that he would be one floor up?
No. Yeah. All he did is grab the child and a shimmering black portal opened and he stepped through
fucking
it.
Fucking asshole.
Yeah. If you join me, we can go through portals together.
If you join with me, feed into the dark side.
Do you come with me if you want to live.
Come on.
Make a wisdom check.
11.
Because I don't know where to do.
4, 15.
Okay.
From what I'm doing.
Did you figure out one thing?
Why are you whispering? Y'all can hear you.
What did you figure it out?
No.
In all the fighting, you didn't see, or don't currently see, the other counselor.
Wah, wah, wah.
The darkness guy? He's disappeared into the poofed.
Huh. Last thing you saw was two rounds ago, he dusted himself off when he got up.
Oh, yeah.
And he disappeared.
Oh, no, I'm in shit.
Yeah, you are in shit.
Because I'm by
myself.
You don't
have.
No, I have a kid. I have a kid.
You don't have a kid.
You don't have a kid. You have the darkness.
No.
I can see John's smile. You have the darkness.
My next turn, I can look.
I'm going to scream to the guards and tell them to arrest these people and finish up the dirty work. As I'm going to run outside. I want to survey the outside.
You run outside, you see the fog, I have and darkness you hear up here battle with me. Everywhere.
Up here!
With the darkness.
With the darkness!
Can I?
Yeah,
here we go.
The Sometimes band, the darkness is up here playing!
Can I cast myself into an animal creature and fly up to the roof? Or fly up to the highest part? I just really want to get a bird's eye view of everything to see if the guy is actually escaping.
So you're going to turn into a bird and fly up
there? Yep.
Okay.
No, turn to a white dog.
Nope.
It
would be like a Michael Bay movie.
Yeah, so every time someone's battling, you like fly by.
It'd be like Charlie's Angels, full falafel.
Full falafel? Full falafel. Charlie's
laughing as I was saying it.
Turkey hawk.
You see beyond the fog, you see this whole battle breaking out in between the courtyard.
Like, what the deuce?
There's people all over the place fighting. You see that the guardsmen are getting their asses kicked. The town watch is, like, going to be wiped out.
Wait, just stop pooping on people. You have control of poop. Just poop on people.
While he's doing that,
just cast a mass
sleep spell. You put the child under the bed. As you're getting up, you feel a sharp pain in your back.
I pulled my back?
Nope.
You're he's a heavy kid, man. He's a real chubby one.
Roll a constitution
You James, you're Pulled Sciatica?
3 plus 3.
All right, you feel a dagger slide out of your back, and you kind of like roll over, kind of having difficulties moving. And you see above you is the other counselor. And he kind of takes his cloak and takes it over to the side and wipes his blade off. And you feel paralyzed. He's like, I need the kid. Why did you take him?
You can't have the kid. But there's something I can do, right?
He got a 3.
Oh, wow.
Is he paralyzed from the waist down or the neck down?
The entire body.
So I can't cast anything? Even my eyes?
Eyes. This eye symbol means it's fireball.
Well, come on now.
Creature growing out of my page.
He wiggles his nose like he'd be.
Seriously, now I'm up here paralyzed.
And he basically puts his knife back in his belt pouch.
He's hiding
it. And he's like, oh, come here, Lazarus. And he holds the child's hand. He's like, you guys are really quite troublesome. Never quite sure what Nolan saw in you, but we'll meet again. And he walks out of the room with the giant kid.
There's you!
Why is the kid so calm about it?
The kid is terrified.
Oh.
What is he gonna do?
I need help. Someone.
So now we go back to Albert. It's you.
Okay, so.
One of the girls is currently standing up.
Look at that.
This is her, and the other one's standing right in front of you. Don't see where. Okay. You notice now that you don't know where the other darkness is either.
I'll be here waiting for you.
And he is still unconscious on the ground. The other two holy warriors have turned to flank you because he's just on the ground. And that is how it is. And then there's another one getting up.
So we're just absolutely screwed.
In the room right now, out of the party, is you and him bleeding to death.
Bleeding to death because everyone else ditched us.
Because he ran out into the door, turned into a bird, and flew away. He teleported out of this room, and the other guy ran outside to start a revolution.
Yeah.
So it's basically you in the room with the 5 holy warriors.
Yeah.
And like none of them show any signs of going down.
You have the guard behind you.
And you have a dozen men at arms on your side.
Yeah, yeah.
Attack.
Dude.
And Kinsey, right?
Attack!
And Kinsey.
Get the hell out of there, man.
Berserker Barrage.
These are holy warriors.
Ooh. Berserker Barrage.
They're
below you, Lord Albert Shaw. They're below your efforts. Below.
The whole party just like scattered to the wind.
He could see me.
He fucking turned him into a werewolf, so all he could do is fucking attack people.
That's the only thing. So you don't even know where anything is.
I don't even know how I could help Mark at this point.
Just run.
Can you heal him? Can you pick him up and run with him?
Can you give him a hug?
I'm a werewolf, by the way.
If I'm not completely...
No, you're knocked out.
You're an unconscious werewolf. Yeah, you're docile, sir.
Me and you are, but I'm saying I'm still a werewolf. I'm still like that heavy werewolf.
Of doing nothing.
How strong
is Lord Albert Shaw?
Doing nothing.
Me and you are paralyzed together.
I am pretty sure you can drag.
Cows and paralysis.
Yeah, as I'm laying there thinking about you, so mad. I can't believe you killed him.
And I'm laying there going, I'm so glad I killed that guy.
And then we start singing duets.
The pictures keep going back between them. One laying on his face, cut at the side with a puddle of blood coming out from it.
Thinking of me.
Is that Fievel?
Yes.
Okay, so.
Papa!
So can I even back out of combat at this point?
Oh my god, just attack the people.
So I literally have no choice but to fight.
Furiously.
Fight or run. That's Ready Bear.
Surrender, maybe. Whatever you want to do.
Cleave.
But you have to get a critical.
Let's just do this. Let's
or kill somebody.
All the cleave puns we can think of.
Cleave.
All right,
cleave.
I'm just going to go.
Cleave.
I'm going to reduce my bonus by 2.
I dream of cleaving.
Shitload of AC.
Oh.
He's a reduced his bonus.
I left a cleaver for you at home. It's a birthday present.
Oh, thanks.
Cleveland rocks.
Okay.
Cleveland.
And I attack the one that's in front of me and hopefully
kill it.
Cleave. First attack.
Cleave.
16.
That hits?
Bonuses.
Okay, yeah, that hits.
Cleave through the heart. You're too late.
That is a critical fail.
That is a bad name.
Whoa! You guys are bitch assholes. I swear to God, if I survive this, I'm killing you all myself.
I'm already dead.
Yeah, I'm paralyzed. Decide what you can do to me.
Guys, seriously, trying to do math here.
Okay, ready? Get out your feet.
Try something.
Get out your feet.
All right, I did 54 points of damage.
All right, you have critically injured one of them.
What are these things? Seriously? I'm covered in white, man.
Yeah.
I did tell you that they have red angelic wings coming out of their backs.
Yeah, you did say that.
I didn't read the monster manual.
So what are they, like mini dragons? I don't understand. How can they're they be taken? Demons, I hit them with acid. Stabbed them five or six times.
Well, they're holy warriors.
Holy warriors.
So now we go to Miles, holy make a save.
Six.
All right, that's two death save fails.
Yay!
One down. Ready to go. Oh, God, this is killing me. That I can't kill all of you.
Take your time, man. We got a long way
to
go.
You're going to get pretty damn close, honestly.
Yeah.
I don't see me and Mark surviving this. I don't know what Brian's thinking about other than Fightful goes west up there, passed out on the bed. And
I'm paralyzed. There's not much I can think of.
It's action and then attack, right?
You're paralyzed.
Yeah, whatever order you want to do.
Well, all right.
Ask the
skull for help.
I want to use an action to light my torch.
You don't need to touch it.
You're what?
Use an action to light my torch.
Okay.
And then I'm going to cast Conjure Barrage.
Okay.
Using the torch.
It's a part of you.
You're just going to throw a bunch of torches?
Yeah, I'm going to throw a bunch of torches, buddy. Let's just light up the courtyard.
All right. Well, the courtyard does have a bunch of, like, little marketplace stalls.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of stuff that will catch fire.
All right, let's do that. Because I don't care anymore.
Okay.
Yep.
I made a decision real fast. All right.
Yep.
And then we go to Chester.
Oh my God.
The bird in the sky.
You gotta find me, man.
Is there any way I can see inside of the tower windows? I'm trying to do a 4x4
scan.
Sister
from 70 Show,
Dad. Is there any way I can? No, I don't want to do.
No, there's fire and blood and bodies. Not gonna happen. What are you trying to do?
Obviously, I see his character.
Do you?
Yeah. Well, you
there's
see.
There's fog.
You see an area,
and smoke
you
and
see
fire.
An area where all this fire gets thrown out. You don't know who threw it, but
you gotta see me
because he's still he's deep in the fog area. The fog's only on one side of the courtyard, but he's in that area.
Foggy.
This has turned into quite more bloodshed than I intended for this encounter.
Not
this.
I'm pissed. I'm mad. It's just building and building building.
I have to be in the same room to cast Mass Cure Wounds, right?
You have a range of 60 feet, but you can't be in bird form. You can land outside and throw it inside.
I know, I was.
You're 18.
Woo-hoo!
I'm alive! 18 hit points.
I take
79.
What?
Not you, him. Oh. You're at 18.
Oh.
Kill it with
I'm
fire.
At 79, you said?
Well, I can roll it.
You okay?
So I can cross off the skulls now?
Yeah.
I'm alive again?
You.
Woo-hoo!
However, until you have an extended rest, you don't get rid of those skulls.
Well, so why did you say you could cross the line?
If you start bleeding out again and get one more failure for today, you're dead.
That's not good for business.
You only get rid of those skulls when you get a long rest. You're up again, but you're still badly, badly fucking injured.
I just run through a wall.
However, you are now back in human form. Two of them break off from you, and they kill all but three of the men-at-arms.
What are these things? Good God.
Hell beasts.
Hell beasts.
Hell beasts.
Hell beasts.
One beast, one man.
And then you take 23 points of damage.
Who?
You.
Me?
So now in the room there's Counselor Kinsley.
Yeah.
There is three guards, men at arms.
For free.
There's you two. And there are four of the Holy Warriors.
You can't see me.
Gotta be kidding.
So Liz, you want anything for the kid?
So, between all of you, you only outnumber them by two. And the other guys in your party are not nearly up to snuff for this.
I don't know how we beat those things.
No, I'm pretty sure I fought all of them.
should not see WWE.
It is your turn, Albert. You notice two of the holy warriors are slowly backing away, and the other two are trying to cover their retreat.
Seeing Nick Offerman?
Yeah.
Alright, so if they're retreating, they're probably going to wherever the kid is going. Okay, Mark is no longer dying.
He's back in human form. You notice Kinsley is like, these guys are out of our class. He's like, I gotta go control whatever the hell is happening outside. And he walks out.
Alright, I'm just gonna hold my action and defend my position. If they want to take off, I'm letting them go.
So you're just basically holding your stance?
Yeah.
Alright, is everybody dead yet outside? Is my
The fight's starting to die down.
Okay, so have I won?
Oops. I guess.
Yeah, sure. I'm going to rally all the men.
Okay.
Okay.
Alright, roll.
Alright.
It's like a scene 20? From Magic Mike.
20, 10.
He's not gonna get naked. 20,
go for
rally all the men to be.
Come on.
Oh,
you couldn't rally a ham sandwich.
You start yelling. No one's really coming.
That sucks.
You just static.
So you're standing in there. The fighting's starting to thaw off.
Hey, guys.
Most of the guardsmen have been killed by the men-at-arms. You know, you see Kinsley come out. A few of the men-at-arms flank to his sides. And he starts rallying the men. Chester. You're standing. You see Kinsley come out with some men-at-arms start coming to him. You landed right in front.
That's done.
Oh. What happened out here? And he's looking around. There's like bodies laying all over the place. The marketplace is on fire.
I can sort of track where that fire came from, right?
It came from the fog area. There's like probably about 80 men in that area. This cool encounter.
This is your fucking bed. You're lying. It.
Fucking crazy.
Oh my God.
What did you tell them? What did
we do?
Why did you lie?
I told you to lie. No one wanted to believe me.
We
ran around.
I know, but in real life, I told you to lie.
Actually, we rolled the dice, and the dice told us to lie.
You should have listened to the dice.
Yeah.
Yeah. Too moral.
The guardsmen were.
Are you like sitting on like a chair, like in the middle of the like thing, just like your hands up on your like?
I was getting to that, but it died
like,
down.
Smoking your
soon.
Pipe. Just like, yep.
So,
this is what you get.
Basically, we got our asses kicked. The darkness kidnapped Ken.
You know, I'm just gonna have to run into the fog and try to find out who. That's all I have to do.
Oh, there's gonna be a battle between you two now.
Oh, this is a perfect place to take a break.
Yeah, we should take a break.
This is gonna happen.
Take a break. James.
Okay, pretty much. You guys run into the fog.
How do you regain the trust of a fallen comrade? With music. Dungeons.
So the five of you are invited into the council chambers by the remaining counselor. It's like, I don't know how that got completely out of hand.
Yeah, we all do.
We do.
We got a douchey guy on our team
now. Is he admitting it?
Look, I'm not the one that killed somebody's dad.
We didn't know.
Now flanking Counselor Kinsley Sergeant at Arms Dalton. He's pledged the support of the men-at-arms to Counselor Kinsley.
You're going to do that for him?
And Kinsley is going to be crowned the Duke of Haven.
Earl.
Duke of
Kinsley's
Haven.
Kinsley's going to be Duke.
Haven.
Duke of Haven.
Is that what you want, bud?
Haven. Haven.
Duke of Haven.
Haven. Haven. Haven. Haven. Haven. In the cave of the night. He's pretty much the only guy left standing at this point, so...
He's the only one that wants
to. Let me ask a question. Who freed this city?
We did.
Dude, that was us.
Who freed Roger Rabbit?
So, basically, he announces that he will be declaring.
The baby.
He's inviting several of the minor nobles, remaining landowners within the town, to reform a new council.
Is the event going to be armed?
Well, it's not a stock hop.
Not necessarily, but there is no... The other counselor had control of the town watch, but the town watch has been decimated. The only forces now left in the town are Dalton's.
I suggest we kill all of them.
Yeah.
Just angry.
I think you guys keep forgetting that when we first arrived here, we found out that their army outnumbered our army 10 to 1 because there's like 5,000 of them to our 500.
You could kill like half of them, though, when it's a revolt thing.
He's like, I will secure the new council to run day-to-day affairs. I am willing to issue contracts for the rebuilding of Rosebloom to the Carver Consortium.
I'm in.
The sad part is he would probably be doing the same thing at the table. He'd be eating nuts. He's like, yeah, all right.
Yeah.
That's true. Carver Consortium vote yes.
As you guys are discussing deciding whether you're going to throw your spring support, tushy. Because you guys do have some popular opinion within town.
Because your name is Winterbottom.
You hear war horns.
Oh, shit.
Well, get your horn out. Blow your horn, Tommy.
You see several men at arms come in. He goes, sir, there's a column of horse riders entering the city.
Are they wearing elfish garb?
No, they're wearing the Order of the Elite and Bree.
Let you go out there, Winterbottom.
I'll greet him.
You gotta greet him.
Go hug a tree.
Words have feelings.
So you go outside, you
words
see...
Words have feelings. Words are feelings.
No, words are not feelings. I can words say many totally words are and there's feelings. No feelings
you see about
them.
Because right now I'm feeling fuck all of you.
You see about 112
You don't forget these douches killed your parents.
Uh-huh. Whoa. Oh. Stretch a little bit as
you
they
you got a lot of greeting to do.
All right.
Get your shaking hand ready.
Game.
You can I call out to him or a leader?
Well, they kind of circle the town and you see a few dismount. And they approach you and the counselor.
Now, one step further, what is your name?
You see the front one who has the holy symbol of the dual divinity. He kneels in front of you guys. The name is Sir Dougal.
Sir Dougal?
Oh, Dougs.
Dougs.
Sir
Dougs.
Dick butt.
What the Dougs, man?
I'll go with Dougal.
How well done Dougal?
Dig Dougal?
Ding Dougal?
Dig Dougal?
Sir Dig Doug.
Sir Dig Dougal.
He's from my order,
MD.
Right?
I'm Dougal.
No, it's
MD.
Not your order.
Whose order?
Our order.
He's the only one that's in the order. He's a half-order.
Dirk Diggler's order.
It's the Crusader unit of...
Oh, it's the guys that the other guy sent for.
The dual divinity. It's basically the military arm of the church.
He did send him a letter.
Oh, shoot.
He did send a letter.
Oh, hey.
We reported to acts of heresy within the city.
Yeah, see? He did send a letter. You were right.
In this city? Well.
You're right. We took care of that. So,
Your contact. Nice to meet you. Let me introduce myself. I'm just trying to stall for time a little bit, trying to piece this together because... If it's what I'm hearing is true, it means that these guys are just another army that's going to realize what the hell we just did inside of the city.
Mm-hmm. While he's stalling, I'm just going to jump up and say, he did it!
No way.
Yes,
and then we're going to pull him down and say, stop!
Break, these two were looking to fight in the fog. Whatever happened to that?
Yeah, that was kind of like...
They got brushed over really quick.
That was
kind of brushed over like it was no big deal.
Anticlimactic, because that was like the ending.
That's what we were looking for.
Yeah, yeah.
We're looking for
the
best friend throwdown.
The fog ended and there was no fighting, so.
Yeah, but he sees him, he sees
him. Yeah, yeah.
They're running into each other's arms, make out.
That should have been something.
I mean, and they run
through maybe that happened off camera.
Maybe that should happen
behind the scenes.
You want to have that talk?
You tackle him now, he's out there. You guys start bickering. Why, they're like, what the hell is going on?
They like, we heard word from Counselor Emerson that foul things were afoot in the city.
You're probably right about that.
They were, but they're gone now.
How long ago did this letter come to you?
Just reached us. We were actually on our way here anyway. We have information that newly appointed Lord of Gloom Meadow is here.
That's correct. He is a fine gentleman.
Does not keep very
the one thing I think you need to let you know about him is how he took over the power
he's a
of this
zombie.
Town.
Kill him.
We can't be held responsible for. But hey, to your own. I can actually escort you to the gentleman.
Can you bring him here?
I walk
would
over.
Be glad
shoot a dart
to.
In his head. Boring conversation, anyways.
Everyone go!
I would be glad to. I walk back, kind of look at them with the...
We're like, all right, time to get out of here.
Were we hearing this as he's doing this?
No,
he didn't. He's saying it to anyone that went outside.
I'm feverishly writing inside.
Eating right. Penises.
I come back in, I explain the situation as... Oh, Jesus.
I hand you this letter.
Yeah, dude.
With
yeah.
a stamp on it. This was left by... Emerson.
Sir Dinkle Doodles.
Okay.
What would you like on it?
That is a great idea.
What would you like on it? You come up with what's written in it. I just made it
up. You already wrote it.
I know, but I don't know what I wrote.
Wait,
he's the brains of the
army. You wrote something you already wrote?
All right. You went here for this. We should sort of clue you in.
Oh, I stole the guy's stamp.
Remember the guy? There's a gentleman that...
Clued in.
The Elder? What's his name? Emerson?
Emerson the Pure.
The Pure.
The guy we framed.
The guy we framed.
Yeah, actually, he hung himself.
Yeah, he kind of hung himself. He actually, was he?
He left a diary
or some of the stuff. He took his stamp and writing pad.
He took a journal, though.
Mm-hmm. He reads so it at night. So he could study his signature, his ledger, and we can actually make like one or two letters saying that we are from him or here's his commands.
We're forging. We're becoming him.
I'm forging stuff.
We're stealing his identity, really.
Anyway, I'm pulling another Miles Carver
on him. What should we have this note say?
Leave us alone.
These five are the most trusted men.
How about this?
Yeah, yeah.
This letter is comes at a hard time. If you find this letter, or you come into possession of this letter, and I am gone.
Mm-hmm. I was killed by an
evil. I need you to write what is wrong.
No.
Yeah, but it's ambiguous, though.
Or what's wrong.
No.
That could be misconstrued into anything.
Because he's going to say we're the wrong ones. He's going to make us kill
him. Yeah, that could go against us.
I can just have... I can knock out Keezy all the way.
But do we want to be, just say it like that? He makes a good point, because they could spin it the way they would want to spin that.
Yeah, spin it and win it.
Spin it to win it.
So what are you going to...
That's what Papa Bear always says.
Tailspin.
Yeah.
Woo!
That's
DuckTales. Are you going out to greet the men's arms? Or the
that's DuckTales.
You know, I'm going to write on it.
What was Tailspin?
Do not trust anyone in the council.
Tailspin.
Okay. We're in the council.
No, we're not. You want nothing sounds to right. do with this city.
I sit on the council, dude.
He's a temporary member for the transition.
You want that?
And then, minute to really? The minute.
Are you really?
Something.
You don't want the city.
I want to hear, it's not, they don't say tailspin.
Yeah. I'm sending it. Done. It's canon.
No, I just remember one.
You give it to him.
And that's it.
The soldier looks at it and is like, where's Lord Albert?
That was a good show.
It
was. This is going to be great for you, too.
As he comes to you, the soldier kneels in front of you and passes you a note.
It's like the messiest snack.
It's not that. Yeah. He passes you a note.
Messiest snack.
What does the note say?
You read it. It's signed.
They're vacuuming for days, I really.
Brother Pylas Ivantor. It says that
you can leave
in the last week, the undead have been starting to gather. They're like grouping in hordes. And they seem to be all gathering towards Gloom Meadow. That's why the riders were already on their way here, was to get your... He said that the Crusaders are currently gathering a force only a few days outside of Gloom Meadow.
Oh, they say tailspin.
But they just wanted to tell you that the undead are massing towards your town.
How long before the mass arrives?
They're slowly trickling in. There's a small force around the walls right now. But once the full force gets there, it's probably going to be about 60,000.
Longer than that.
Wow.
Very hot open for a cartoon.
So,
Hey.
So, who do we currently have in charge of this place now?
Oh, man. That was great.
Thank you.
Right now,
I miss 1994.
Yes.
Yeah, all right.
Kenzie's taking over.
And you.
Basically, Kingsley introduces himself as the
new Duke. Air America.
The writers ask you if this is something that the group of you support.
What are we doing now?
Yeah, where are we? Sorry, I fell into
you
a Disney hole.
You guys are such fucking wing nuts. Jesus Christ. Oh, my
God. Better be a wing nut than a hex nut.
What happened? What happened, buddy?
I was trying to figure stuff out while you guys watched old 90s videos of a Disney cartoon.
It wasn't any Disney. It was
Tailspin. It was Tailspin. It was the best.
It deserves to be called by name.
You don't blaspheme Tailspin in my presence.
We
have two options. We can abandon this city.
Or we can watch Tailspin on Netflix.
we can abandon this city. Yes, the zombie horde's coming. We can handle that if you want to. But here's the issue. You've got this holy army coming in, sent by the one guy in the council, I think, that we thought was okay.
And we had killed.
He's going to come in, deal with the council stuff. Maybe the church takes over, maybe it doesn't. If you want to sit and see this through, then you have to take away the legitimacy of the...
Well, here's the point.
You also have to remember, the ritual to control your tower in Gloom Meadow happens in 5 days.
Which brings me to what I've been trying to say for the last five YouTube videos.
I vote leave town to ruin. Because that seems we're M.O.
Yeah.
Don't kill us.
We didn't mean it.
Your call.
Okay, look.
You're the guy in charge here. Regardless
of... All right. If we approve of Kinsley's taking over, then we basically... We form an alliance with him, and we can ask for aid from his forces, which, by the way, like I've been saying for the last half an hour, their army is gigantic. Yeah, we're going to need a gigantic army to save the world.
Don't want to take over.
But said army is...
We've got 5 days to stop a zombie horde that outnumbers us by a ridiculous number from raising Gloom Meadow, where the tower is that's going to save the world.
So you need to form alliance with Kinsey.
Duh! That's what I've been trying to say for the last half hour.
What about the guys, the Crusader guys? Where are they here? What is that going to...
They're here to inform me of the impending doom. We have 5 days to stop the universe from going.
Is their army going to team up with us?
Yes.
Oh, God.
I'm in. I'm on Jeremy's side.
Why don't you go talk to Kinsey right now and convince the people that are outside of our gates are here to see what is right, and you want to make an alliance using both forces.
Here, what if you do it this way? Go into Kinsey and tell him... The only way to stop what's going to happen from this message that we got is we're probably going to have to go after the guy who has your son. Mm-hmm. Either team up with us, help us defeat this guy, save your son, or kiss your ass, sayonara.
Well, yeah. I mean, basically, I approve his appointment, but we're going to need the help of the backing of his army.
5 minutes, I'll derail it.
To stop the approach of the undead and... coincidentally also has his son.
Then second thing, throw this schmuck into a jail cell because he's going to try to ruin her.
Yeah, definitely. He needs, like,
I believe that
so many chains.
So many chains.
Okay. Well, you support Kinsley. You inform the riders of that. Their unit's called the Sacred Chargers. They agree to escort you to Gloom Meadow.
What's their name?
The Sacred Chargers.
Are they from San Diego?
No.
He sounds like a football team.
San Diego Sacred Chargers.
Yeah. They're going to leave 16 of their men here to ensure a smooth and peaceful transition to the new Duke. The new Duke, who renames himself, instead of being Woodward, because his holdings were near the woods to the north of town. So he promises you that he will, as soon as the transition... within the next few days, he will send what forces he can muster to help Gloom Meadow. Meanwhile, the Sir Duggle promises you and gives you the remaining 96 of his men, and he gives you each a horse, and he's like, We should ride as soon as possible.
Let's ride. Although my horse is right next to me.
Let's ride. We gotta get going. Let's do this. Let's
go. Can we take like a rest to get back?
No rest.
Yes. Mark needs slow, long acting rest.
Oh, yeah. Mark needs to get rid of the two of three skulls that he has.
Yes. You want to come help me out with something?
Sure.
All right, cool.
All right, let's go.
Don't say anything about it, though. It's kind of just.
No.
Come on, man. Good idea. All
right, so they're going to rest up.
All right, you guys
rest. Saved your ass, by the way.
Before we actually go to bed, I'm going to find this guy. There we go.
What are we going to do? Are we going to tie him up?
No.
I'll just go. Can I just go and watch? I don't have to do anything.
That sounds so weird.
I just want to be there for this battle royale. It's going to be awesome. Can I sell tickets?
It's not a battle royale.
Can I sell tickets?
The town is somewhat stable, right?
I'll build the ring. Yeah.
Industry is kicking around.
You want
to
help industry?
Business is starting to go. They're starting to repair the marketplace. The Kinsley is basically inviting everyone with prominence to have a new election of a new council to run the city. And he is now cleaning up the keep so that he can rule from the keep.
You know what would help celebrate this grand renewal
of
the town?
Drink at the Queen's trousers? Yeah.
No.
Yes.
You know what would really help this town? Boost up its morale?
The Queen's trousers.
No holds barred. Hell in a Cell cage match between you and this guy.
I'm going to contact him and go, hey, we're going out for drinks. Queen's trousers right now.
We're going to Queen's trousers.
Queen's trousers.
You can't say no to a place called Queen's trousers.
All of us.
Oh, well, they're...
Team meeting. Team bonding.
Busy being all right. Political and making...
So let's go to the Queen's trousers.
Go to the Queen's trousers.
We're at the Queen's trousers.
Buy him drinks. Queen's trousers. Boom. Anything weird there? Everything seems normal.
No, people are just...
nobody's growing horns or weird.
There's a lot of relief that they think the city is finally turning over. A new leaf.
By the way, it was Winterbottom's idea to kill your family.
Anyway, I sit down.
You're
resting. We go, all right.
I am not resting. I'm there.
It's time to cut through this.
He's going to cut through you.
You're here as a witness.
Yeah.
What happened in the
I'm
fog?
Here, too.
Resting.
What
I am resting with a beer in my hand sitting next to him. I... Burn shit?
Legends
that
of
was
the
you.
Fall?
That
would
do.
Really? You need that
Why
much
do you want to burn the city?
He hates us. He killed his parents.
You do know during that
fog
fest that you were having, the sword felt very disgusted.
Oh. The sword's angry at you.
That sounds about right.
Your father's sword is mad at you.
Grandfather's sword.
Whatever. It still hates you.
His name is
disgusting with you. Disapprove
of
his action.
It was my understanding that we told you what happened.
Mm-hmm.
And I can see that you're in pain over that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but I feel like you're lashing out. Against society.
It's like a PBS special over
here. It's like an after-school special.
I remember when I was your age.
Oh, God.
What?
I'm older than you by like 300 years.
Are we?
Yeah.
He's a little older than you, yeah. Not 300 years. I'm still
going to say it. You just got to remember, think up here, not here.
I think down here.
You're really pissed, aren't you?
Is there anything we can do, like bribery? To kind of reel you in a little bit?
Trying to give you a BJ if you know, lost us again.
You would maybe shave, put on some
I can
rouge.
Put a wig on and Brian will stick a dagger in your back.
You know, if you put something inside Hutzel's helmet, he won't say anything about it.
Oh, he's sleeping, he'll never know.
Never know. I would expect a man of your wisdom
we'll let you
would
draw
understand
Hutzel's belly.
The position that we're in.
I do understand, but... You know what? Took something from me that just.
But if we look back, it wasn't us. They were already dead.
This is all I got to say to you.
Screw you, buddy.
Listen, you're more than welcome to walk away any time, especially if you're going to try to kill us.
What's that?
Well, what I'm trying to say is, man, I'm sorry. I'm so sorry.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
Come on! We're all up singing to the song right now. We break out the song and dance.
Oh. Right. That was a little sultry.
I'll tell you what.
Don't even give me an answer. Boom, I hit the table real hard with my
boom,
fist.
I hit you in the face.
Shut up! Oh!
Shit's getting real!
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah! Fight!
Druid and the elf. I will take a ransom.
You will?
I will.
How much?
Not how much. How when.
Okay.
How when? There will come a time.
This is a good deal.
When I need something from each and every one of you.
Okay.
And we have to offer it up.
Nothing. More than he
sexual,
needs it.
Right?
That is not off the table.
Yeah, right.
But there will come a time when I need something from each and every one of you. It's not now.
File's done.
File's done.
And if you offer me your allegiance and your complicity this one time,
No questions asked?
No questions asked.
I'm in.
No matter what.
You know me. I'll kill anything.
Shaw.
Shaw?
No matter what. Then all...
Will be forgiven?
Will be even, not forgiven.
Even Stevens?
I don't know what I did.
Shia LaBeouf. You were part of the group that killed his family.
Yeah. We killed his family.
When did we kill his family?
His family was in the town that we killed the zombies.
Yeah, I was the one person trying to not kill the town.
I know, but we told them, every one of us said we were going to do it.
You guys were assholes. I don't know why
we
made you
framing
head
him
of finance. I was just making you head of douchebag backstabbing.
This is what you get when you don't come on time.
Douchebaggery.
If you showed up on time, I actually didn't even say anything. I wasn't even there. I was.
Some of us had a higher education to achieve, asshole.
I was out in the woods eating deer. These guys
were
eating
deer. So what do you guys think? I think we should.
Now, just for your edification, this one time may be more than just one day or one thing. This one thing may stretch.
So long as you never cause another incident like the disaster that this little...
I cannot promise that.
Can you promise the one thing I have to do is kill people?
If it ever caused it to happen again, I won't stick my blade in.
Can you promise the one thing I have to do is kill people?
Yeah, it's on the
way. Yeah, that'll probably happen.
Yes, I'm in.
All right, so that's, that just leaves you out. You're in? Who's in?
Yeah, we're in.
One
thing.
One thing, one event.
Ding.
One thing, one event.
We're in.
Huts?
Shaw? He's not doing it. He's not doing it.
No. If you need me, I'll be there, but...
King Ben's no knee.
Tell you what.
I never want to see a catastrophe like the one you...
You know what, though? He's the one that was against it the whole time.
He was against it the whole time, but he was complicit.
Yeah, but it was a democracy.
He didn't really have a choice. Everyone voted against him.
I mean, when you only had three and there was one, I mean, that was it.
And I mean, you've met me. I'm gonna kill anything.
It honestly took hours for us to come to this conclusion.
Yeah, it was really...
It was really intense. But maybe leave him out of it since he was the
cause of good. Just say, that's
fine.
Kill him later, man.
Then I'll fight for you, but otherwise...
You can still get revenge.
I
think Shaw could stay out of it.
He might be necessary, though.
Oh, I'm not gonna ransack another city.
Why not? That's the best part about ransacking cities.
Do you know how Vader got his power?
All right, so I'm gonna leave.
He pillaged many, many planets.
This isn't all right for right now. I'm still okay. It's gonna be a while, so I'll work on you.
So you guys going to ride with the Chargers after rest?
Ride with the Charger.
On your mystery ship.
All
right,
after the first day on the horse, you pass a village. It's walled. Some of the wall segments have fallen, and you see a few columns of black smoke coming out of it.
Zombies. Zombies are upon us.
Bitches leave.
It's tax time.
Can I roll for this, the history of this place?
I just watched RoboCop.
Oh, you know. You've been by the city. It's the village of Low Meadow.
That wasn't terrible.
Oh.
Yeah, it's all right.
What is it?
Low Meadow.
Low Meadow.
I love Low Meadow. Vegetable Low Meadow.
Is it right next to East Low Meadow?
Low Main Meadow.
This was going for
this big restaurant.
It's a small farming village.
Hello.
About a day outside of Gloom Meadow.
That's not good. It may be too late.
God.
Yeah, they're all dead. Let's keep going.
This transport VIA plants.
What?
Huh?
Huh?
Yeah, level 6 spell transport.
Yeah, you can step into a plant and come out of a plant.
Do the roots have to be connected, or?
It's weird, like man. Dimension Door, like he does. Instead
you're weird,
of
man.
Like pulling a hole in space, you literally go through a plant and come out of a plant.
Yeah, you jump into
one thing.
Tree,
I gotta say, zombies. Since meeting you, I don't have to smoke pot anymore.
So you're is like, dude. I'm assuming there's like a little farm in the village and whatnot.
Well, there's farmland outside, but like this is like the village center.
I kind of figured there's stable animals
like
nearby.
I look like this, man.
You don't hear
it. I gotta
animals,
wear shades, man, because I got bloodshot eyes.
You're on a horse right now, but
well, the trippy shit you do.
Well, I was thinking about casting a talk to animals to maybe see if they knew what the hell happened, if it was the undead or something else came through here.
Well, yeah, I mean, do we see telltale signs of white dead
horses? You see birds.
If I can touch a tree and show up somewhere else in the continent.
All right, you go to a bird. What do you ask it? That's, keep in mind, they're not the most intelligent beings.
Live or dead? What happened?
You respond.
Earthen smelling men killed.
Earthen
men.
Smelling.
Earthen smelling.
Dead men.
Dead recently rise. Okay, so the dead.
Foul smelling.
Zombies. Zombies.
Okay, so the dead have been here.
Well, duh.
Shut up! I'm doing my homework. I'm doing my due diligence.
So are you gonna search the village? Like I said, there's only 9 standing structures.
Yeah, we'll take a
Let's search
for survivors.
Search real quick. It's small.
We have a wagon.
I'm good. Gonna come out of this.
What'd you say?
We have a wagon.
A horse. Yeah,
there's 101 of you on horseback.
I'm sure there's a wagon.
Need a wagon for. There might be a
wagon. There's a
wagon
in town.
Because if there's people in there that are just hurt or injured, you need to put them in a wagon to transport them. Not going to throw on the back of a horse.
Well, that's we'll bad, make sure that's they're bad not saving. Beaten. Let's avoid a terminus
that's
situation.
That's bad saving.
Oh, Jesus.
Terminus.
Would you like a terminus burger? Tastes like Bob.
Shish kebab.
Straight off the barbecue.
All
right.
Poor infected Bob.
After searching a few the townhouses, you find what must have been their old manor of town central. In the basement was barricaded. There's about 20 people down there.
Hooray, survivors.
Survivors, yay. Anyone bitten?
Check for infected. As you go around, you search through. They come out. You see about 11 of them are armed.
Check them all for biting marks.
They notice you and they're like, soldiers?
Yes.
Where did you come from?
That way.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yes.
That way. Haven.
Haven.
We came from the north.
We came from Haven. Sounds cool. We heard that the undead was marching on Gloom Meadow.
They marched away from here in that direction.
How long ago?
They were surrounding the town. We thought our walls would hold them. But then there was a creature. It tore our walls down and the undead overran us.
What kind of creature?
I don't know. Honestly, I didn't see it. We heard it screaming, and we fled into the basement and barricaded ourselves.
Attack on Titan.
Did it sound like
a dragon?
Did it look like a giant by any chance?
I've never heard a dragon, but it was very loud, and I don't know. All I could do was run in fear. I didn't even look back to see what happened.
Could be
has anyone seen anything other than this guy who has really no information whatsoever?
Yeah, what were we talking about?
Most of the people, there's some of the people are just townsfolk, and they're like, we were barricaded in here, and then these soldiers ran in here at the beginning of the fight.
All right, well, we have anything helpful? 2 wizard-like individuals in our deploy. If there was a dragon, arcane lore should probably be able to.
It wasn't a dragon. What would a dragon be with
a giant?
It was something large and nasty,
like
possibly.
A giant.
Could be
does
magical.
Anyone need healing here?
Yes, definitely.
People actually, it doesn't look like they even saw any fights.
Can we check out the walls that were knocked over and see if there's
any
marks on them?
Seeing? You told me before right here. What was true seeing?
It just allows you to see through magical disguise.
Wouldn't that be the easiest way to do it?
If you look around, what? You look
at the walls and see if there's any marks on them?
The gate and 2 other segments look like they were melted through acid.
Oh, it's the black dragon. We killed the black dragon.
No, the red dragon from the beginning. He had acid, didn't he? The one that we had down on the shafty thing? Remember we had the lift?
Thing?
The lift that dropped us down, the lift.
One dragon we killed.
I know, I have his armor.
I have his armor. I'm wearing.
Well, you're all wearing parts.
I have his armor.
No, I have his armor.
No,
I
have his armor.
It was the red one, right?
Black. They're all black.
The bigger one.
The one that
we first fought before we went.
We dipped him in gold, remember? And he went after
no,
the city.
Shut
oh, wait,
up.
That's a different smog. One. That was smog.
That was the red one.
It was Smag.
Schmaug.
Schmag.
Schmaug.
As you guys are investigating, one of the guys you talk to, he introduces himself. He's like, my name's Fennin. I was one of the guardsmen, or the watch here. He's like, the only reason me and my other 10 men lived was because we ran as soon as the fight started.
So you're cowards, then?
Hey, yes.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Whatever this spawn of Van Solus was that sacked our city, we feel bad for abandoning our people.
Hey.
He's like,
you do what you gotta do for you.
We will join with you if you plan on stopping them.
Well, we do.
That's why we're here.
Can we send a wagon or something? Or
they have a wagon here. Several of the men could ride
direct the
double saddle.
Well, direct the
it's called cupcake.
Survivor or females or cupcake. And whatever. It's a haven in that direction.
What are they sending?
The ones that we aren't going to help us
oh,
out.
Oh, the other soldier nine ones. Okay.
Send them to Haven.
Are you sending the NCOs, small children? And
yes. Babies? Yes.
Wait, so you're sending them to the town that's next on the list?
No, Haven, the one we just left.
Oh.
Yeah, the one that's not currently being raised.
The one that's
the
not going, the things aren't going towards.
Gotcha.
Sure.
With a,
yeah. Is there anything yeah. other?
With something with a saying that we're sending them there because of what happened?
Yeah.
With information?
Yeah, get them out of here.
With information?
Save them.
They're heading to a Gloom Meadow.
I know, but we're sending the...
What's in Gloom Meadow that these zombies
the
are
The tower.
For?
The tower, man. The tower that we...
Because we're trying... We have everything we
the
need
Black
to
tower.
Basically in... recreate the event that caused the apocalypse and bring it to an end, so they're trying to stop us.
Yes, because they don't want it to
So
end.
We send these guys back to Haven.
How long is it going to take to get to...
It's been one day. It's going to take one more day travel to get to Gloom Meadow.
Not if I go by tree. See you guys later.
What?
Let's see how...
Dimension portal, 500 feet at a time.
Let's see how far...
Does anyone want to come
by myself?
With me?
I can go with you. Dimension.
Can we all go with you?
No, you guys are slow, petty, and terrible. You wouldn't understand the ways of it is to be a druid.
Damn druids.
Yeah, father murdering druid.
I once peed on a tree once.
Hey.
I peed on a tree.
I said we're
you
even.
Get,
I didn't say I couldn't
thing.
Talk shit.
You get the one thing.
All right.
And I will have
a
my
lot
one thing.
From an earth-born superpower.
The range of transport for a tree is actually quite long.
Whoa, bitches!
Wake me up
Fuck.
When it's over.
Wake up when the druid gets his wish.
Hey, man, what's a druid? But just a man wishing wishes.
A man wishing wishes.
Stupid creature, I don't know.
Basically what happens is...
Wait, why are you
Some
going ahead of the gang anyway? Do you want...
Oh, that was good.
Some cockamamie.
Good.
You can create a portal, basically, in the tree.
Good.
Anyone can step into the tree and exit.
Anyone?
That the duration...
All of us can do it.
Duration is only one round, so you can get your partner. The soldiers can follow behind.
They'll be a day behind
Some.
Us.
Yeah, they'll follow a day behind.
Yeah, so that means we'll be stuck there for a day without anyone helping us.
You still have his men-at-arms.
Yeah.
Oh, they can come with us too?
Well, his men-at-arms are already in his town.
Yeah.
Boom,
I know.
Let's go.
But the additional, you now have
Set
an additional...
town might be ransacked already, and we're stuck in a zombie horde.
If we're...
Ourselves.
Listen, we can actually beat the zombies there if we do this correctly, but we have to act now. Now.
1995. Act now.
Who
said
go
though.
For it?
We should do it.
Done.
So are you going to inform Sir Dougal?
Yeah. I'm going to let him know that we're going ahead. Yeah, that's everything I wanted to say.
Oh,
very concise. Thank you.
All I know is that pizza fucking killed me.
Oh, God, that was awesome. That was almost as awesome as when Brian farted into a microphone on the radio.
That's our battle cry. Yeah, that was it. Battle cry right there.
Stop
it.
Wait a minute, is that the druid
going? Going ahead a day in advance to please, follow behind. We'll see if we
don't
can
follow that close
all forward.
Smells like
I know. Artistry. Professionalism. Fart jokes. Well, We did it. We did it again. You've listened to another wonderful episode of Dungeonetics. We can be reached on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at Dungeonetics. Our music was provided by Gaines Brown. He can be found at GamesBrown on SoundCloud. And of course, the wonderful free sounds from the people at freesounds.org. That's right. It's free. Anyway, join us again for Kelson finally getting in line with our party and not trying to kill us all. Will Lord Albert Shaw bend a knee finally to the demands of a madman? Or is this conflict far from over? See you next week. And by week, I mean month. Have a great day.